Holy Mitzvah Shigimu. What comes out first in the Mechaber Amol is basically four very simple halachas. The Mechaber is one point that a person, when they kaveh that to make a kfiyas by case of Chol HaPavos by a Chodesh, has to be all the oinim are equal. If they're equal, they're all during the day, then you kaveh ves by during the day. If it's a night, then you kaveh ves during the night. Now the Makor that comes from Raivit, look in the Raivit, it's not that clear exactly. However, it's unfortunate when Ramban, the Tobin down Lalocho, I'll give you an argument on this point. Again, Kaveh Ves has to be in the same exact arena. That's the first halacha, the Mechaber, very simple. And the Amor, the three other points. Basically, coming up in the Mechaber, the Amor, there are four points. The Amor, he starts off with the Indian being Choshesh. How do you make Kaveh Ves to Kavua? And how do you be Choshesh for Choshesh and Aflago? Basically, he says you're always Choshesh for two things, for Choshesh and Aflago. Until he does two points, either you're Oikaris, or if you make a Vesta Kavua. If it goes on, then take a case, which we'll get back to, if you see on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then you go see on Rosh Nisan, and then you go see on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, what's the Lofa. So basically, his Yisai, the second point is, coming from Ramban, is that you're Choshesh for a Flog and Chodesh, until you either Oikar, or until you have a Vesta Kavua. The second point from Ramban, or the third Lofa over here, is the Ramban, is based on the halacha of Vesta Dilog. How exactly do you make a Vesta Dilog? That means the halacha is a Vesta Dilog the first time in Achoshis, the second time in Achoshis, the third time in Achoshis, until you have a Vesta Kavua. Then by Dilogim, you're Achoshis. Now the shaila is why exactly I'm moving it down over here again. L'chor is in Sifyut Aleph already, and he's born. It says right, the halacha of Vesta Dilog in Achoshis the first time until you have a Kriyas. So the way I have the Hanukkah Gesvam explain is that Beth, I'm coming to say over here exactly how to make a kriyas and how to exactly do with your what to do with your best. Just trying to give you a case exactly of what to do. So this will answer Kash of the Shas is asking that we might say Oinabainus is awesome over here from the Ramo. It's not here the and the Kash is the Shas saying if you can say Oinabainus is 30 or 31, might say Moshe bring it down. The Kitta, Shulchan Aruch, Lechem Lesimla, he says, because he said over here in the Ramo, come tell you how do you make a kriyas. And how to be oikir kviyas. Even bainus has nothing to do with kviyas. Like, we'll get more something of how to make kviyas, how to be oikir, and you always choshesh about flogo, or choshesh, till you make it, then you oikir. The yisod over here is kviyas. Therefore, vesadilog yisod is kviyas. Choshesh about flogo yisod is kviyas. We're not getting involved in bainus. Bainus, what is that? That's the beginning of the same word. That's going to be sephalos, but oikir bainus. The yisod over here and Ramah is discussing how to make kviyas, how to be oikir kviyas. Well, basically, that's the second level of the Ramah. The law of the Ramah, he ends off with a Ramban Shito that says when you have a vest that's mamshach for, let's say, 4 days, the law is next, Prisha is all 4 days. The Ramah ends off, the Ikka is not the way, the law of the Pasuk, like the other Rishonim, that we only go after Tchilas HaVest. Now, the Shachal here ends off with, of course, the Sira between this halacha, we only go Tchilas HaVest with halacha and Simen Kof Peidalas by Sepeis, which only calls the name of Mavucha, which we went through already a different time. But the Kitzah comes out to four looks. The Mechaber is, first the Mechaber says you always go by the, only by the Oinus, make a Kriyas. The second thing is it's being Kveh the Vest. And once it, or to be Oiker or something, it has to be either through a Kriyas or through a Plaga. The third thing is basically the Vest of Dilug. And fourth is we only go after a Chalas of Vest. Those are the four things we forge that way in Mechaber the Amal. Now, to bring it down what the Pesach can say, the Lachlan Meister, I like to do it in a different order, I think to make it clearer, instead of going through the order of the Mechaber and the Ramah, to go through basically the three main vestas that are being discussed over here by the Paiskim. Basically, three vestas are what's common, which happens to every single Isha that has a Vesha and a Kavua, is Oina Beninus, Vesta Plogon, Vesta Chodesh. I like to go through those three things and go in that order, and some of them might be Chazara, but not go through more Barichos, because I think everyone saw the main points and the main insights already. The first start off with Oina Beninus. The Vesta Beninus, already mentioned, I think two times ago, is first, it's very clear, first there's a Shaila if there's such thing as Oina Beninus, it's Aleph. That's the Machloikis, the grass being down, the Sapur down the Rambam, down the Rif, it's very clearly argued on it. Finally, it's one question, which clearly Alofa, we go not the way, that Avada we go like Ramban, that Avada this is Oina Beninus, Aleph. The second thing is, even if it is Oina Beninus, is the doctrine for the Pediko Prisho, that's not the Shaila. And the third shaila is it Oina Beinus Negev is Manenu and Ask is Roy Moshim Nazi Shalashim Yoim? That's the third shaila. Those are three shaila we discussed already, and Malach is very simple, very close. All the Pleskim is Manenu go very close. That there is Oina Beinus, it is even Prisho, even Negev is Manenu. So with those three questions out of the way, we'll leave it very simple, all three very simple. There is Oina Beinus, it is even for Prisho, even is Manenu. Fine. With that, assumption, which is a klal halacha that way among the poskim. The two main shailas is basically what they call the kavadat shito and the kreishi shito. Those are the two main shailas. One shaila is exactly what day is oinah bein in this? What day is oinah bein in this? So you read the very clearly. They want to say the Beis Yosef, not clear the Beis Yosef, but the Bach and the Fisha and the Paz and others are very clear when the Oinav Venus is Yom Shloshim. While the Lashon is, Stam Isha Sivim Shloshim Shloshim. And usually the Gedda, when you say a number by a Kopos, by a Flog, you're counting the beginning and the end, first and last day. The Pash is over here also counting the beginning and the end. Therefore, you see Shloshim. 30 days, what does it mean to see 30 days? That means to count the day that you saw, and the 30th day itself is the day of Prisha. The Pash is among the the Bach and Taz, they're very clear that way, that what is the day of Oinav Venus? The day of Oinav Venus is Yom Shloshim. That's one shita. The second shita of Sarasheni, they call the Chavadas. Now, as mentioned, they call the Chavadas, he himself says to be Choshis even the 30. But if they call the Chavadas, he's very clear, he's marked about it. But the shita of the Chavadas, they call, is that basically Oinav Venus is the 31st day. Why 31st day? He's building from a shaft. The shaft seems to have this point also that you've not counted the day that you saw, you count afterwards, and therefore the 30th day from the day that you did see ends up being the 31st day. So the Chavadah Shita, which got a Loch Lamaisa, some Sefer says it, and the Kishkan Aruch, and a Moshe, the Loch Lamaisa, the Iker is 31st, not even closer to 30. They go, the Loch is when in the Bainus on the 31st. Fine, so we have two different cheaters, when in the Bainus, count the first day, not, it's Machloikis. Do you go like the Bach and Tan and say 30th, or do you go like the Chavadah 31st? Come along the Shach. Says the Iker is 31st. He goes on Marath. They explain, it doesn't mean that's the 31st. It means Yom HaChodesh. And that's why he wants to answer why it's Chos over here from Amo. And he says, what to be Choshish for? He says, you always be Choshish for Yom HaChodesh, which ends up being Oinavainus. So it comes out that, to be clear, not the Shachar saying there is no Oinavainus. About it, there is Oinavainus. But when is Oinavainus? Oinavainus is on Yom HaChodesh. So again, we have three different sheetahs. Is it 30? Is it 31? Or is it Yom HaChodesh? Now the obvious question the Olam should ask is what's the difference between the Oinav Venus and Yom HaKodesh going to the Shach? The two different Oinav over here. The Shach agrees the two separate Oinav. He's not going with the Rishonim holds there is no Oinav Venus. He holds there is Oinav Venus, but there's Oinav Venus and Yom HaKodesh. So this is the Tyro and all of the Marach upon numerous different Chalukim between the Lachas. Just say some basic ones. You can have an Oinav Venus without a Chodesh, for example. Chodesh, you do not need a Bediko. Oinav Venus, you do need a Bediko. That's one very simple case. Vice versa, you can have a chodesh without a bainli. Example, let's say you saw an aleph. The chodesh will be aleph and bain will be aleph. Let's say you saw in between on chof also. Aleph bainliness is not chodesh of aleph. But once in between, the whole yisoid of bainliness is chila oil matira, lost in Iran, you're never going to see. Might say you saw on chof. The mitzad bainliness is not be chodesh. Mitzad chodesh, you will be chodesh. Another nafkin is mitzlach estomim. Fine, okay, then different nafkin is. But shayat to have chodesh without bainli and bainli without chodesh. So it comes down again, what is Oinav Venus among the Gdola, Paiskim, Be'ik, the three different sheetahs? Is it 30? Is it 31? Or is it Yom HaChodesh? Halacha, the Paiskim, Be'ik, Jach, the Shach. However, all the Swarm is Manenu, all of them say, Yap, Yechoshish, and both. Gam, I heard people in the Chabura tell me, I don't know about both, but my so I did not find that one Sefer was Manenu that said, Not to be Yechoshish, and both. So we shall now, of both, which one's the Iker? So, the Chavadah says the Iker is 31st. Fine, so the Iker is small, gold is my name, the Iker is 30th, and then 31st is the Chumrah. That's the Iker of the. No, they go, not the Shachar, they drop. The Chush, they hold the Loch like the Taz and the Bach, and the Chush of the Chavadah. Shash of the Chavadah. That's how, again, the Loyal Mir was telling me they were never taught, I don't know, never taught water, or might have among the Forum. As far as I know, they're very clear that we're about to do both, and I've seen all calendars, even, they all write May 31st is a Chumrah, but and any place and anything I saw on print, I've not seen that one place otherwise. A lot of the Chodesh are 30 and 31st. Now, the Ikka says the place is 30, not like a Moshe says the Ikka is 31st, not like Habadah, they say the Ikka is 30, and therefore you have the Chodesh for the 31st. And once the Shas of 31st, then they come along and want to be Mekel by different Tzirufim or B'Mokum HaTzarev, B'Mokum Mitzvah, Yetzladeh, Form Leder, Vel Tfilo, find different Tzirufim, find that, you have to do a Shalos Chochom, some say yes, some say no, Vel says yes, Vel Yashin says, I'm sorry, Vel says no by Vel Tfilo, Yashin says yes by Vel Tfilo, find those different Tzirufim you have to be worked on 31st. On 30th, everyone agrees. Sorry?
And the night before that,
you know, we didn't, without us, we referred to the Chavadas itself, the night itself, Chavadas itself. So again, Aloha, the first question, the Iker question about Anubayin is what date Anubayin is 30 or 31st Yom HaChodesh, the Iker the Plus from Jaf the Shach, they go, what is 30 or 31st? They go the Iker 30th and the Chodesh 31st. Now, true, the Graz does say that anyone who's a Mekel, Yishami Lismar, to be Chodesh, they do not do Prisha, only Dikis enough. Fine, this is a Graz away. So some bring it down, if one be Mekel, for Mokum HaTzor, for example, by Lel Trilo, Yishidak, one of that. So then you have to hold up with the Bidika, and you also be mistaken all the Rishon that say there is an abeyance with the Bidika. So you have to do Bidika with it. Because again, we start off in the beginning, there's one sheet of no an abeyance. If there is an abeyance, was it maybe Stavka Bidika, Rashi is Stavka Bidika. So, come along, the Grad says, yeah, the Mekel, don't make Macha against him, the Yishmi Lismai. So it comes out, when you want to make Mokmat Tzorech, whatever Tzorech the Lord tells you, Lelfilo, Yotzvodarech, in those cases, still do Bidika, so you get Numash Rishonim with you. Fine. That's the first main shalom on the base, what the day is, the Ik is Lamed and Chosh Lamed Aleph. The second main shalom by the base is how long is the Prisha for? Is the Prisha, like Pashas, all of Estes, is that for the Oin itself, which is a 12-hour period, whether you saw last time during the day, this time we're doing the day of 12 hours, the last time the night, this time being the night, or is the Prisha itself 24 hours? Sam Noshim, they see on the Yom Shloshim. What's Sam Noshim? They see day and night, that's Sam Noshim. So come along, they call it the Placey Shishto, the crazy Placey, the crazy holds. Ricky comes to normal car, which is very interesting. He said with Bab Svaro that the Pasha says he wants to tell him that some that when he sees Oinabainis, it's all 24 hours. Oinabainis is 24 hours. That's the grass, they bring it down from the floor that way. They want to tell him that the ghetto of the Oina Bainis is a 24-hour period. Well, I can stop Loshim see Shloshim, when Shloshim, 24-hour period. Now, there are, again, there are those who argue, there's clearly a baffling in the Simon that argues, the Tariq says that way, Nachalashkol, there are those who argue. But again, as far as I see, Aloch Lamaiso, among the Slumbers, when I knew, again, the people won't say weren't told the way, I did not see that one say say otherwise, and all Slumbers say you have to be Choshish for the Great Sea. Again, maybe not Merk Adin, but every single Sefer says, the Hanhoka is, the minig is, and what's taught over, is we do the crazy 24 hours. Just like we do the Chavadas, Mitzvah Chumrah, the crazy also we do. Now, the same thing, the crazy is only Mitzvah Chumrah, and again, different truths from different times, they will be Mekel. For example, I discussed, let's say you have the crazy with the Chavadas. The Chavadas we just said we're Machmer for the 31st day. Crazy, we're saying, well, we're Machmer 24 hours. Or Machmer on the 31st day, we're 24 hours, we're taking two Chumras, and we put the two together, we make Mekel Machmer. So there come along Rabbi Yashiv, it says this Klalik, it says all over, and if you learn Rabbi Yashiv, all these cases, all the cases, he always says two Chumas not be Machmer by Vez. Why? Especially it didn't drop on him. It says the Vada, crazy with Chavadas, the Vada will be Mekul. Ben Moshe, the Messina, the Chuv, he says that's the Vada by Paskin for Elam.
Always Machmer with Arzulu,
or he's not, right? He always makes two of them. If you Rabbi Yashiv and come out across the board, he's, all his cases, he always Mekul, with different two of them. During the day will be nafkamina. By itself, mutl lechatchila. Mog Avram says by itself, you have a good shirt. Mog Avram says mutl lechatchila. Mog Avram says Moshe only during Shabbos might be mutl lechatchila. But Moshe says Mog Avram says mutl lechatchila. But so again, so the Yashiv goes, the Moshe says you put a crazy together chavadas. So Maisa, he wants to make a Tasheni, Rav Osner, and the Bezriel Orbach, Maisa goes to be Machmer. So again, it will go for different cases. When it comes out by the Chumras, it will be always Yesh V'Yesh. That means the Chumras, but that's me, that's me, Rav. That's exactly what to do. But again, the Halacha, per se, Chavdash, you go with, and Kresh, you go with. When we have Tzirufim and cases to work out with, some of the Rav will say yes, some will say no, and a lot of even end off, no, but it's Rav. Or yes, but it's Rav. Each one seems to have a Psaq, but then end off Tashel Sochum. For example, even on the crazy, is a chiyah b'dikah or not? So the Rashi won't say there is a chiyah b'dikah, Rashi won't say no chiyah b'dikah, I in a base always a chiyah. One child, how far to be machman on the base is also for b'dikah. Another child is called, let's have crazy below trilo. Also, let's crazy is a chumrah. 25 hours is a chumrah, crazy is a chumrah. Again, the Rashi is mekel, was is machman. Again, what we said the tzirif of mach mitzvah below trilo, maybe you won't say a bite. That's mitzad, again, the crazy we go like. Now there is one shaila, specifically, that the Ulm does discuss. What happens if you do the Arzuru on the crazy? Now, there are two different ways of saying it. One is stam, not making 36 hours. Stam, let's say you have a crazy that you saw during the day. So what happens? You saw during the... No, so two things. First you say, oh, it's ruin, I'm obeying this. And then you say, oh, it's ruin, I'm crazy. Two cases. First, that means, let's say you saw during the 30th. 30 days later, and you saw during the day, you do the Azrua on Einubainus in general. So doing Azrua on Einubainus is Machlaikis among the Gedalah Paiskim, Heindigan Paiskim, Bikr, what's a Shiloh? Because the whole Yisrael of Einubainus is what is Kastam Noshim see 30 days later. So do the Azrua to put the day, the night before, is 29th at night. If it's the Yatsiv and Ovdin will say, you do not do the Azrua at all by Einubainus. Don't do it at all. My son does some. We'll go, yes, Yesh, I think it looks around like 5 verse 5.
So what is the day? Night?
Yes, you, what?
Night is
the night is Azrua. Azrua is what sheet of Azrua? We always do the one beforehand.
Right. Night is where you do the day with switch.
Or without
before
getting,
the
or ascending, you do during the night, you do the day before. And either way, if you do the Azrua on the Bainini, it's one Shiloh. But that's the Machlokes. But my son do Azrua on a crazy, it means you make 36 hours. That means you throw, let's say, at night, and then you want to do that during the day. So you throw it during the day, whichever way you want. You have the crazy 24 hours, the Azrua with that, come along the Pesachim, and I didn't see anyone's machmer, either by Psarachim, like the Bade says, or because of Mekel. They all go, we're not closing 36 hours. Now
that. You have the
crazy
and the
Habidat,
and it's going to be 48 hours,
32
hours,
it's
not in the bed anymore.
So there are two ways of saying it over. Some say to machmer so far, not to machmer double chumor. But sometimes I'm making cheshbon in the sugya that Azrua on the craziest theorem that day, which I haven't figured out exactly quite why. But the maestro, I didn't see anyone say to me, Machmer. If you want, yeah, Shmuel, like you, I'm not. Well, Azrua on the crazy, no, not being Machmer 30 if you want. That's one to Azrua on the crazy, the Chavadah. That's just a triple.
No,
I'm
not
going to say that Azrua
on the crazy, 37. Why
not?
The oil is the fourth. The
oil
is the
fourth. Right. According to the question, the oil is the 24-hour period.
It's not 24 hours.
The question is the
whole 24 hours.
That's when
the oil is. The question is 24 hours, but
that can
be questioned more than that.
The question is
the day if
it's questioned by night. According to Moshe, if anyone tells you to say, there's no oil, no 12 hours, 24 hours. Is there Azrua on that? What is Azrua on that? He might not say, Allah, for Moshe to do it that way, because it's Chumah upon the Chumah. Well, myself, if you want to say if it's once a day, it's 24 hours, why is it not Azrua on that? For example, they want to say, Moshe, to make a best floor, you do not need Allah for what you just said, such a give on the Machaber, the Oinah have the same day and night. You might just Kiddush. Moshe doesn't say that, but the way Al-Pitcha Elocha brings down, Oscar brings down, and the Moshe, this whole time Machaber over here that said that's the same Oinah, that's Dak in those days when the Oinah were Oinah, when the Oinah were Oinah, they are not day and night, 24 hour period. So we don't need any more, make the best point, you don't need the same way. So again, those are two comments, yesh. The shell is Ozuru on pain, this one shell. Ozuru on top of that's another shell. Ozuru on the crazy, another shell. So if you ask, we make them, those are all the
maps. Anyway, that's crazy.
Let you go without the crazy. Again, don't do the crazy on the Chavadah. A lot of people don't do the crazy on the Chavadah. Now, shall the others do on the Chavadah? Oh, you're doing that? You're so at the day, you want to do the night before. Right? You're on 31st at night. So you'll have the crazy and you'll have the others do. Who's every master of all? Crazy self is the formula. Again, this really the main shadow is exactly what you what who your rav is or do you have extra to get well. Moshe is passing the halach. The oinus is manedu 24 hours. It's the imam gets kiddush and he comes down. It sounds like imam is talking to this whole lot because if you give him the matzaber, that's making that tefillah is the 24 hours even. Again, just to finish off, again, what the law of Oinabainus is. So again, Oinabainus, the law is, I think, very simple. Then again, anyone has a version of Kavur, very simple. The law is, we are Poshish, Pisho, we have to Poshish. The two main shells is the Chavadas and the Crazy. The law is, as I know, all the time, now we're Poshish and Falls, the Chavadas the 31st, and the Crazy 24 hour period. And the Tziruchim, all the Tziruch, that we have to do a Shell of Kavadas. That's like very simple. What comes out, Ramalina Benis, fine. Next, Vesta Chodesh. Now, Vesta Chodesh first is an interesting shella in the Ramban on the Sugin Dasa Magdalad. Is there such a thing as a Vesta Chodesh? Is there such a thing? Come along the Ramban, he starts it with a Taino. Understand a Vesta Chodesh is why it's a distance, one place to another. And every time each has a regilis of a distance from one onion to another, it makes a lot of sense. But Vesta Chodesh, sometimes in the month of the Malay, sometimes in the Chaser, why should one time you see one day and the same month, the same time, and a month later the same thing? Why do we all see that for? The question is, it's a Mazel Karim, is a Shah Karim, is a Mazel Karim to see a Vest? It should be this natural cycle of a person. That's why Rabban wants to start off in this Lucho. And he ends off Maitha over there, and also in Halakhah of Asnina, the Rabban is the thing as Vest HaKhaydish. There is, why? He doesn't want to go against the Rambam, other Yishayim, make it a piece of sorrow. He says, does not understand why there's a Vest HaKhaydish. Nechabur had an interesting taina, the lechur one in the Talmud of the Mishnayis. Instead of there, they would send people out by Rosh Chodesh to go tell people to clear the vest. The lechur of the Vest of Chodesh, why would tell people when the Chia preaches, Chodesh Abachim send out Eidim? What would they do in those days? One is in the case of a 2 days, that was Israel. And lechur would come out, I'm not sure exactly what they did then, lechur should send out Eidim in the preacher, whether they're right or they're upon them. Fine, of course, he writes Ramban. Ramban said that I have no one who says like me, so Maisi ends up being Machmer. Hello, Paul. What? So he says even Machanaka was handled Eidim. Shane Araya, Shane Akash, I'm not exactly sure how to answer it. Fine. So Maisi comes out, now that's Ramban's least Chopal. Having Matkono, the Hilchas Nid is very clear that we do Sai Vesta Flog and Chodesh. That's my style, all the taste of the thing that comes out of the rest of it, actually. All the Shem, all the Allah, but we do have something as best HaKhodesh. Again, Rabban has the Tzad Nasaway, for the Allah, Klor, we do have best HaKhodesh. Now, we also see the Shach went down earlier, Smaplikis through all the Rashba, is it goes after the Moilut, after Kiddush HaKhodesh. The Maisi says it goes after Kiddush HaKhodesh, means right from Yishalmi, Rosh Shapur Kagorim, Shaif is Garimit. Most of the places say, cool, it goes after the Yiddish date, not after the Goyish date. That's very simple. Again, if we do have Vest HaKhodesh or Kiddush HaKhodesh, going after the Jewish month. Now, it's this one point of Negea, that what happens when you see in between? We're going to get to our flogger, and we see in between, let's say you had a flogger of 20, then you saw a flogger of 10, the Shadow will get to them, or more and others, the Choshev of 20 is still enough. By Vest HaKhodesh, everyone agrees it's very clear that you always have your Choshev of Vest HaKhodesh, even if you saw in between. That means, let's say you saw Aleph Nisan. They saw Chof Nisan. It's very clear among the Polishkim, no one argues as far as I know, that Vadia Bechoshe for Aleph Ir. Why? Even though you saw in between, they say that what's causing it, they say that the monk's causing it. So who cares? The whole Bayah philosophy starts making a chilik, the distance. Here the distance changed. But here they say the monk caused it, maybe the monk still causes it. Therefore, even if you have a rear in between, Lamaiti have Bechoshe for the next month. Now again, it's not very common by our notion, because our notion is between 25 and 35. That doesn't really happen. Fine, but the law is you have the choshesh and the vesta choshesh is never can be seen between. So again, after the law of vesta choshesh is very simple, choshesh for it. The big tumul over here is basically what happens on you see on Rosh Choshesh. That's really the big tumul. And kind of all the places are very not clear about. Just to give you one example, I think I mentioned last time, let's say a person sees on Lamed. It's very common. A person will see on Lamed, let's say, of Lamed of Nisan. Everyone knows that Zman and Yeshiva always has 2 days. That means Eo always has 2 days, Lamed and Aleph, and El always has 2 days, and fine, and Cheshvan has 2 days. That's always so. Eo, that's what Yeshiva always has the first day. I know, say the first day of Rosh Chodesh, the boss will go the first thing. Fine. So in Eo, so the person is still the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Eo, which basically is Lamed Nisan. Lamed Nisan next month, Eo, is Chaser. So what do you chosh if invest a Chodesh? Are you chosh for Lamed? Is no Lamed. From test earlier, for Aleph, nothing, for both, what exactly is Choshesh for? So, just what they bring down, some say it's for, that's the Chof test, because my fifth, Erebush, it's the day before Aleph, so it's Chof test. Yeah, the Oyster they bring down that way from, that's the Chof test. There's a second Malach they bring down, that's the Chof test, which Choshesh, Choshesh, that's for Aleph of Sivan. Only for Aleph of Sivan. A third Mahalach being down is from the Mishmash Tatari, he said the Choshesh for both, Chof test and Aleph. A fourth Mahalach being down from the Baruch Shulchan Yechosh is for anything except for Lamed Sivan 2 months later. 2 months later. Mm-hmm. He never like a Lamed, he never saw Lamed. The Yechosh is like the Chodesh Shani. No, 2 months later Yechosh is from Vesta Chodesh. you don't get it. You don't have it this month. You have it 2 months later. And Mr. Kirel is in the back. He says, what do you do? He doesn't say what to do about that month. That month he's not sure what to do. But he says, in two months you have to be choshish for it. That's when Laman comes back. The body of the aloha ends up saying, this month not, but 2 months you have to be choshish.
Not even this month
zero. No, this month zero, because you don't know Laman. Fine, you have no choshish. But next month it comes back Laman. And the fifth option of being Laman Chaznish, and the other, you want to say, you're not choshish anything out the window? Fine, 3 days pass, it's gone. So it comes out. Once you understand by Lam itself the five options, now when you want to make Ves Kavua, Lam and Aleph, Aleph, or all these cases, you work with so many, the starting point already has five shitas, let alone start making Ves Kavua and being Oikurit, you can get to so many shitas, you can start compounding it. But this is the starting point already has five shitas, so instead of going to, again, at least they make it in 10 different cases to work out with.
Is it easier or
harder? Harder, much harder. Anything anyone just says we're really not sure, and even Moshe has a true about he's not exactly sure. Fine. Might have different cheetahs, and everyone ends up saying, you know, maybe it should be Machmer, maybe it's Jabon, and everyone's not exactly sure what to do with. And everyone just really points out, very strange, not really going down clearly among the Pais and what to do. But, so again, that's a Chodesh, very simple, Alok Lamaisa, we go with it, we probably go like all the Rishonim, and basically, even if in between, there's no Hepsik, and therefore, you always have a Chodesh, that's a Chodesh. That's the second best. So Pashas Aleph, they want to be known for Bach, Dafka Aleph. The Shalos, is it or for Shulchan, sounds like you have to be Choshish for both days. Mishmetah is loud Dafka Zerayah. No, he got to go Aleph is Aleph. He goes to the Bach. The Shalos, is it or for Shulchan, says that the shame called was Choshish. Now, the Orphan Shulchan writes once in Yudbeis, once in Choshchat, once in Dali goes back and forth. It's not like his maskona, at least to me, is not like others from wrote down. Maskona is, there's something called Rosh Chodesh in the world. And he has a panic, because it was Rosh Chodesh, 29, 12 hours, and 700 and something halakim. So one time, there's a shame of Rosh Chodesh in the world, therefore you see an Aleph, you Chodesh, because that's an Aleph. Lamed an Aleph. Rosh Chodesh is the shame of Rosh Chodesh. That seems to be the maskona of Rosh Chodesh. But most likely, it does not seem to go that way. They seem to go as Aleph and Aleph. What? Again, we don't have exactly shaita, right? So, and then not only that, I think it's even machlokes when it comes to lama even blow shaita, right?
No, only one
day. Right, only poster. Mala only blow. So you have to wear the shaita there. The shifur is lama. I think it means in I don't know. I don't think it means after shaita. Ashpah, you're right. Fine. The third vest, let's get it, the vest of logo. So first. How do you count the Vesta Flogo? So the way to count the Pashas by Oina Beinus, again, we either said we count that day itself or the day afterwards. The Vesta Flogo, the way how the Pashas go, because it's not like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, they say you count from the first day you see Atcholos Rio until the next Atcholos Rio. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says go Mitzayif Rio, Mitzayif, and they will come out different numbers. So the Minig Bnei Chabad is a nice that way. However, when the Pashas they're very clear to go from the Cholos Riyah to the Cholos Riyah. That's first how you count it. Again, how we count it, to be clear, people make a mistake. You count the day that you soar, you count the next day that you soar. That means, again, not like then, let's say you saw an Alvin and so on, that's 20 days. I got in between only 18 days. We count the day that you soar, the next day that you soar. That means so Alvin Chof, by Nisan, next month be Chof to test. That's 20 days. I only 18 days in between, but fine, Chof. Test and count the day that you saw both ways, that's to get that plug on. No, the grass is actually no, it says only by plug and not by intervenus. But again, this is tied to the cash, whatever this malach, I think it's someone, entire somebody, but they're very clear the grass is only by plug and not by intervenus. Now, we saw the Mechaber says that by Vesta Chodesh, what's the locha, how do you make a kviyas? To make a kviyas, you have to have it the same day. Again, we feel Moshe Yishlayin, but the Anhoga is that about to make a Vesta Kvua, you have to, by Vesta Chodesh, has to be the same Einus. That means either three Yoms or three Lailas. The question now is, how do you make a Vesta Haflogo? Do you need the same Einus? Or no, that means this, or you'll have a bunch of choices, but exactly how do you make a Vesta Haflogo? Do you go, they count days, and then has to be the same oino, like Vesta Chodesh? Do you count oinos? What exactly do you do? Now, on the page, the Pesach Shuvah brings down two mahalchim, So he calls one Chacham Echad, which the Betzim is Reb David of David Tavil, so we'll call him David, versus the Noda Yehuda. And then also pays the two more Shitas. It's the Graz and Orcha Shulchan, the four Mahalchim. First, what says on the page, the Pesach Yehuda brings down from Beit David. Reb David holds, for the best She'ena Kavua, what's the Halacha, you only count the Oinas. That means you saw during the day, 21 Oinas later you saw during the night. What do you choish of the next time? You choish of the day. Why? Because the odd number, you switch always. If you saw during the day one time, 21 days later you saw at night, then what happens? Next time you see 21 days later, you see during the day. That means if for the Vesh, any Kavuah of David, what's the Halacha, you count Oinas. Mash Enkin says the Bein David, with the Vesh Kavuah, you count only days, the two of us being the same Oinah. That's what he comes out. Now, the Yehuda comes to argue with him, and the Ikashal, the Farshim, asks, it's the holy side of Vesh Kavuah is what? It's what's the holy side of Vesh Ena Kavuah? The Choshes that might lead to Kavuah. What your Choshes for is not leading to Kavuah. You're switching from Vesh Ena Kavuah to Vesh Kavuah. That's the Ikish Kash that have remained David. And then if you do the Ikish Kash in the Makor of the Rai, but does not say what you say. Fine, that's it. He's coming from Aramachim, they're coming from the Svarah. But actually, whatever the Kash of Ben David, the Mahalach is again what? For Vesh Ena Kavuah, you count Oinus. And for Vesh Kavuah, you count Day. You count days, it has to be in the same Oino. That's the first Shita. The second Shita, that Yehuda, the Pesach Teshuva, and Zohar, he's not, he goes before with, that the Yisaita is the account, Dafko, days. Only days. He saw it during the day, 21 days later, see during the night, he counts Dafko days. That means he goes next time, 21 days later. Now, when you count days, where do you put it by? You put it by the night. You put it just like by a Chodesh, you count days, and then you put it by the night. So also, where do you put the aflogah by the night? Guess what happened? You saw an Aleph. You saw it 20 days later during Aleph during the day. 20 days later, you saw it during the night. Then what happens? You do Tet, which is 20 days later. And when do you put it? You put the Oinah by the night. That's what Rebbe says. Saif Vesh. Kavua is Saif Vesh.
The preceding night of day number Tet. The night of day number Tet.
So it'll be 20 days later. No, it'll be 20 days later. And then it'll be the night.
The night after
that, we'll come out.
The night
after
test,
which is really good. No, you saw an Aleph, you saw an Chof, so you do test that night. So Aleph in the day, Chof at night, you test during that night.
The next day, or the test, or the Yud? Test at night.
So Aleph and Chof, the way they have the case in a Mali, so of Nisan Mali. So Aleph and Nisan Chav, do test at night. Well, come out according to Ben David, where you won't do night, you do during the day. You do a test during the day. So comes out to Machlokes, what happens to an Aleph during the day? Then Nisan Chav at night. According to Ben David, you do test during the day. According to Ben Yehuda, you do test during the night. That's the two main, those two sheets on the page. Now, I asked those people, if they were in the Sikhi, what were they saying? The Pashas don't want to say these two Mahalchim. There are two other Mahalchim, which the Olam would say. One with the Graz and the Kitzer, Kitzbar of Sarachim, but the Be'ikr, he says it's Malach and the Graz. The Lachor, what's the Yisayit of Oinus? Oinus Yisayit is the distance, one place to another. The distance of my Yisayit is Poshu for what? It's for the Oino, we're being Poshu for the Oino. The Pasha, you say, what? You count Oinus? What the basketball, Vesh, and the Kavua? The Rayu doesn't sound the way, fine, the Kitz and the Graz don't say, but my Shulchan Aruch says the whole entire Yisayit is basketball, but Chodesh, we said that to be the same Oino. By Flogger, the Mice is left out from the Shulchan Aruch. Read the Shulchan Aruch. He says, by Chodesh, has to be the same Oin. Has to be day. It has to be night. Why does the Mechaber very clearly stick in the word Chodesh? Why is the Torah sticking the word Chodesh for? Say, even by Flogger, throw in one extra word. Why coming to confuse us? Elamai, says the Kitzen and the Graz. The Loch is for Oin, so you only count the Loch of Flog is only Oin. Only Oin. We never count days, only Oin. That means usually it can be 38 Oin, 60 Oin. We only count Oin. That's how the Graz goes. A fourth Malach is the Rosh Hashulchan. Mechab is dafka by Chodesh and not by a flogger. Therefore you'll be kveh vest, even like you're saying, day night, kveh vest, no problem, doesn't bother us. As long as that flogger is equal in minus. Say vest kveh, say vest any kveh. A fourth Malach, the Rosh Hashulchan says, that it has to be that to make a vest kveh has to be the days are equal, and it has to be the oinas are equal. Now that even for Vesha Ena Kavua, that means let's say you saw an Aleph during the day. Now you saw Chaf during the night. What's the halacha? Since there are 20 days in between, but the Oinas are not the same, to make a flogger, you need to have two different vests. Therefore, what's the halacha? What's your flogger next time? There's no flogger. Drop a flogger. Why? Because the halacha is that by chodesh has to be the same oino. The ma'aseh is not the same oino. A flogi always needs two sides. A flogi needs the first and the last. Take the first, take the last. The flogi has to be equal. They have to be both either be during the day or both have to be at night. If one's during the day, one's at night, then what's the halacha? There is no flog over here. This portion of flog. It has to be equal for the oino. Has to be equal, and that day also has to be, you count the days with the oino. Put the two together.
Now you have to have a flog in the dealer. From 2 to 3 you can never, but it's not the same amount of data and the same oino, it's never, you never
but have a dealer with, have one the same oino also. I mean, it's a may, a
flow dealer. You need the same oino and the same amount of data. Right. Same, you'll need the same oino, so from 2 to 3 you'll need the same amount of data as 1 to 3, you can never have an oino.
You can, because it's always during the day you'll have oino and the dealer.
But then you won't have the same amount of data. You need the same amount of data and the same amount of oino.
No, though. As days you won't need the same amount, it'll be a dealer, we've got the dealer. On the day, with a dealer, there'll be a skipping every time, one time. Right? Oin is with one skipping, oin plus one, n plus one, and also it can be only during the day. And it's interesting, that's how Maestro, if you want the early Yitzchak passes this way, or it comes out, Lord Manian is obeying this way, skips after the fog. For Maestro, comes out, those are the four different sheeters. The four sheeters are for Shulchan. So those are basically the four sheetahs how where to apply this mechab that says the law has to be shavah by the days, by chodesh, you apply the flog or not. We have again the Rav David, you have the Nadav Yehuda, you have the Graz, and you have the Aruch HaShulchan. The law again, except for maybe Yashiv, he says Michosh, a bunch of them. But the Pashas, what the Zvam go with, is all go like the Nadav Yehuda. Now it doesn't appear exactly as far, but from my side, Yehuda is coming from the Makor, the Rav itself. The Rav would come out Mephorish that way. The halacha is what you first count days, and once you count days, then what happens the last day, the last oino, whatever it was the last one, you keep the same oino. That means you saw an aleph, and you saw aleph during the day, chaf at night, you count 20 days. Once you count 20 days, now what do? The last one's at night, you keep it at night. That's before that. Halacha that no one told me otherwise they were taught. Everyone seems to go with the Yehuda. There are, again, there are cases of a Malcolm Sarah, so people want to be makel, and the time for the cheaters, so that's it, can we go like the Nadav Yehuda? That's one main mitzvah by Yaflaga. Second main mitzvah is really how to apply the Ramah's case and how to deal with it. Start with one shayla. One shayla is Yaflaga Ketana Oike Yaflaga Gedoyla. Be'er Dovi, you saw one half 20 days Yaflaga, then you saw it 10 days later. So you have Yaflaga now 10 days. It's very simple, Yaflaga went from 20 days to 10 days. Is 10 days Oike Chaf? Now we mentioned before by Chodesh is never Oike, it's clear that it's a Chodesh. But here the Maestri Soid of Aflog is what is the distance from one to another. So it's a distance, we assume that's Yon Hogger. So we know Yon Hogger changed, your distance changed. Once Yon Hogger changed, we know it's Oika Pamachas. So the Aflog of Tana be Oika Aflog of Aruchonat. That's the Shail among the Gdola Koinim. Now come along the Pasha of the Shaft and the others, let's call the Shaft Sheet. The Shaft says Aflog of Tana is Oika Aflog of Aruchonat. Is Oika. The Maestri, Rav Achoyim is not called this way, but they have two different ways of applying it. The Amar is very clear. The Amar says, let's say you saw Aleph, then you saw Chaf, then you saw Aleph. He says, still keep tests. That means very clearly, the Flog of Ketan is not a Flog, Oiker, the Flog of Rucho. So you see, the Amar is very clear, he holds it's not Oiker. One Shita, the Kol, the Amar, and the Taz agrees with him, Aleph of Maisa, Tari Shalom on the page, and the Aleph is like the Amar. This is the second Mahalaf, another, fine, that's one, and that's how we make a way of punishment, it's not Oiker. So again, to start off the question, is Oiker not Oiker? Maisa two sheetahs, the Shach says it is Oiker, and Ramah, with the Ime, holds not Oiker. Now, on the Tzad that's not Oiker, maybe in Achmina verse 4, where exactly do you count it from? Let's give me a second, my colleague, a build-off in this case. Where do you count it from? So, let's take Ramah, then Ramah said what happened, you saw an Aleph Nisan, you saw an Chof Nisan, then you saw an Aleph Ear. Says Ramah, before you saw on Aleph ear, saw Aleph Chav, what is the Yavesta Flogger? The Yavesta Flogger is the test ear. That's the Yavesta Flogger, does test ear. Now that you saw on Aleph ear, if we accurate, no, you keep the same one. Keep the same one. That's Ramah, Taz, Taz, Shlomim, fine. Second Shita, called this the Tyro, Beis Meir, they call the Beis Meir Shita, that Chu is not accurate. However, where do you count it from? I mean, you saw on Aleph, you saw a Chav, you have a 20 day Flogger. You should have been Choshi for test. For the Maestri, it's on Aleph ear. So they want to say, Chuya Choshe V'chav, it's not Oiker, but where do you start counting from? Count from the last year. The last year is Aleph ear. So when you Choshe, only Chav ear. So So the greet that you say is not oikah. The shell is where do you count it from? Do you count it from the last riya, or do you count it where you're supposed to have seen it and never goes away? The Ramah says, and wherever you're supposed to see, it doesn't go away. And the Beis Meir, they call it, L'maisa, it's true, you didn't see it. I mean, even though you saw, but L'maisa, you count, it's not Iker, but you count from the new Rio. Count from the new Rio. Sorry. No, you're not, the point of Beis Meir, you're not Iker, but when you count from, you count from the new, from the new, from the last Rio, you only question
from
the
last Rio. From
last Riyah, you would choshish?
2
o'clock. Yeah, for, yeah, 10 and 20, correct. 2 o'clock. You're not looking, choshish for 2 of them. So it comes out, just to be clear, there are 2 separate maplexes over here, what do we do in most case? 1 maplex is oiker, not oiker. Roy Paishim is not going oiker. Well, and they say it's not oiker. And once it's not oiker, what do you do with it? Do you keep it or you don't keep it? When do you start counting it from? Do you keep it as is, or you go for the new Riyah? That's machlokes. The Ramah says you keep it as is, never oiker. Tal Hasheni, the Beis Meir says it goes from the new Riyah. Both of them go for 10 and 20. So on Aleph and Chav, maybe so Rosh Chodesh. It's really 12 days, not 10. It's 12. Then so what happens? You see Chosh on Yud Beis year, and Chosh on the Chav year. That means you're not seeing Yud Beis. You Chosh on Chav. The Beis Meir said the Chosh Yubayz and the Chav, and according to the Ramah, you Chosh is Vites, and also from the Pashas Yubayz also.
Well, they're arguing over whether that
plug
is like 35 and
32. But yeah, now we'll get to the question. Now we have to do. Now let's say you go with this Beis Meir. They call the Beis Meir. I got into the Cairo, maybe others, but they call the Beis Meir that says it's not only you count for the new year. The question now is how far do you remember it? Well, let's say Aisha had it for 40. So then, one time a strange case. So now, she sees next time 38, and 32, and 27, and back and forth, and back and forth. 5 years later, she'll remember 40, she's never oiker it. 10 years, 30 years. She had one time once 90, well, she skipped 2 verses while she flew, or whatever, who knows, she went to, one time, 5 months, you always have to mark it down the calendar. Every time you have a year, you have to mark it down. Fine, you know, you will never get it because you always have a riyah in between. But maybe you always be choshish for the thing. So 5 months till you never get 3 months. But 40, you have to always write it down. How far do you have to remember it for?
You get pregnant,
not like it. Well, I like it. By a veshah and a kvor. The first thing, not like after the veshah and a kvor. Before you get pregnant.
That's not a
kvor. You're choshish.
What?
Why? Yeah, but if you go to a Mabba Seder, if you go like the Beis Meir sheet, you always go to the new Eel. It's not Iker. No, but still, one time 38. Every time you have to write down 38 in the calendar, you remember to publish that day, then one time you get there. The next for the rest of your life. So the pregnancy, you report the Veshani Kuvah will be Iker, right? But pregnancy after 90 days will be Iker, Veshani Kuvah.
Not
90, 40. But after 40, you're pregnant, you have to remember. You have to always remember that day.
The pregnancy is
Iker? Yeah, Veshani Kuvah pregnancy is Iker. But might say what will happen. These numbers are really in the game and comes pregnant. Why? Because in pregnancy, what happens? We're choshish for Veshani Kuvah. So she won't see for the first 2 months. She once had a vest of 80, she will have to be choshish when it comes pregnant. And again, I forget, remember when she becomes pregnant, you pass that day. No. I didn't say that. I'm first saying the sheet is before we get to our level. Fine. So, Mishmash Tahira, Meister of Karp, he wants to write. And there's no my Malcolm, no McCarfet, and to be oiker at all. And before you want to tell you always have to be choshish. However, you want to be Ashiv. And Ashiv says that, of course, you want to tell anyone who makes up any number, there's no McCarfet, any number to say one's oiker. And therefore, he wants to say you should be choshish. However, he said he wants to be Ashiv. And after that, he said to Moron Shlito. He says after the man Oroch, Baruch a year, he says after a year can be poker, goes away. Fine, so the Gedolim Shom gives either a year or they give a 3 einers of work, which all go together. Once you pass 3 einers, it's like a chazaka of not seeing that long as that's the oil, and therefore it's out the window. The point either and the latter do not set me in as a dark as man. Or the point the way to be oiked is base mirror, the cell to be oiked, will be asked to be over through him. But fine, but my says either how to be oiked is that or in a year, but to be oiked is a work which goes a lot for my set to be in. But other from quota to argue with it, we'll find there's a mahalach in the oilam that goes to be oinu, to be best, and there's a mahalach in the oilam to go with this man oil for a long time. I didn't see anyone who, didn't come across that. Well, that's if you go to the base man. Now, a lot of meister first, the best oil. Is the best cause to be oiker best oil? Meister again, the shaft says it's going to be oikerit. And Allah from Meister Moshe the Tshuva Derech Agav he writes Oiker. Moshe actually says Oiker. The way how I think this case is taught the Beis Meir Shita, it seems to be taught inside of Chumash Shabbai. And I thought maybe it's still more mitzvah the Mikardin, I'm not sure, but Meister in America, as far as I know, it's taught at mitzvah Chumash because Meister Moshe and Tshuva is very clear to go like the Shach, and at least his case is very clear that way. And there's Meister Sof Yosef Shach that way. And even if you want to argue the Shach, there's Ramah, which in most cases not too common. So Meister, there is certainly those who are making. And therefore, there are those who are taught to be tzad chumrah. Now, there are those not even taught at all. Fine, so base mayor, you have to know some don't even teach it, or some teach it tzad chumrah. And I don't think anyone teaches it mitzad mikah in America. They still have no idea. But that's mitzad if it's oiker. Now, if it's mechosh of the base mayor, again, there are those who are choshes, not oiker. And how far to be choshes for it, again, either you have either to be vested or for a whole entire year. Now, just to bring it down, how to apply a lot more nicer, we'll take the Ramah's case. And what exactly do we choish for Ramah? The Ramah says, you see, on Chodesh Nisan, then you saw on Chof Nisan, then you saw on Alf Eir. Nicer, what do you choish for Mitzad HaFlogon? Let's drop Chodesh now. Mitzad HaFlogon, what do you choish for? The first, the basic sheet, the first sheet everyone starts over is the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says you choish for no HaFlogon. Nothing. Not for Tess, not for your Beis, not for Chof, Mitzad HaFlogon, at Chodesh Yer. Why nothing? He says, because since you saw Chodesh, you saw in between they saw Chodesh again, there must be a dam you say, there's extra dam, and therefore we're not Chodesh for everything, and there is no aflogger at all. No aflogger. Fine, base races. It depends on what gears you have in which Ramban. Depends which print Ramban, what gears in the Ramban. Yeah.
Did you
see
the end of
that? No, it's not. Sorry?
It's
the end of. You're saying that's Shan Ramban, like much as the top Shan Ramban. Fine, it was only in the Shan Ramban. So comes out first, what aflogger you Chodesh for, according to base races, you Chodesh for nothing. But come on, everyone argues. Tell us how to argue. So let's take different days. You have test, you have bays and chaf. Meister, what are you chosh for? The chosh of a test year. So come along the Ramah and say the chosh of a test year. Why? He said, again, you had a flogger before him. It was not oikur, and you keep the flogger as is. That's the Ramah and the Tazashito. Meister, again, the place can argue. Now, where the argument from? Again, three different makaris are coming to argue from. Either Beis Yosef argues the mitam Zami Yisrael, or the arguing with the Shach is oikur. Or mitzad, it's not oikah, but you don't count only for the new year. Yeah. So arguing on test year, but three different makaris. Again, either Beis Yosef, Tavmi Yisrael, there is no aflogger, or it's oikah the Shach, or it's not oikah, but you don't count except for the last year. Those are the three reasons why they argue on test. On your base year, what's the lach of Yechosh for the not? For Maisa, the Bach and Shach are very clear, Yechosh your base, why your base? Because now you have a new vest aflogger, you have a new aflogger over here. What's that flogger? 12. Therefore, your chosh is what? Just like you saw from chos to rosh chosh year, which is 12 days. Therefore, what's 12 days? Alf your bays. Therefore, you have a chosh on your bays. Now, the Ramah Maaseh does not bring down your chosh on your bays. The Taz does not bring down the chosh on your bays. So the crazy doesn't want to say not chosh on your bays. He has a strong bays. Exactly why? Maaseh the grass and the kids says no. They mean who it in your bays. Pasha means your bays, and they get a vowel with it. The vadi chosh for your bays also. That's the pasha. So the Chor comes out the what's the look on your base ear? Everyone agrees to be choshish except the base Yosef or Al Tom Yisrael. Fine, Al Chof ear, again the choshish on the Tzad HaFlogger, there the Maestro, everyone would agree to choshish on the Tzad HaFlogger except the base Yosef, but anyone who choshish on the Tzad choshish anyway. That's just working out the case. Fine, so what comes out on the Tzad HaFlogger is the Maestro, how do we count the Flogger as we do like in the Rebbe Yehuda, we count days. And then you put it by the last oino. Second is there seems to be the paiskim is saying they're discussing it with oiku and not oiku. It's machlokes in the paiskim. If you count the riyah, the paiskim seem to say you count from the new riyah and not from the old riyah. That's how the paiskim seem to go. Just like to finish off, just saying to be clear what the names are. Now, when people always throw out names, what names mean? Should be clear by now and just. There's some time with it. First, what is when people say Chavidas? Havdasa means in the bainus of the 31st day. That's just what the word means. First time Havdasa. What does Kresi mean? Kresi means in the bainus for 24 hours. That's Kresi. What's the base mayor? Everyone throws out the word base mayor. Base mayor means that the Afloga Arucha is not going to be oiked by Afloga Kitzara. That's the base mayor sheet. What's Azrua? Azrua is basically the Oina before the Oina itself that you have. The fifth thing is Aviyosaf. Aviyosaf is not the Oina, it's called our period. The sixth thing is that they call the Ramos Shito, basically here. The Afloga, that was, even though you had Afloga in between, is not like you always keep the Ramos Shito around, always have the Afloga there. The seventh Shito they call the Grash Shito, they count the Afloga from the end of the Riyah, not from the Saif, not from the beginning of the Riyah. And then something called Yimei Mavucha, which really was Kufay Dal, which was brought down over here by the Shach. Fine, but we made it then, we're not going to do it now. Fine, that's what the next thing is basically the Dal as well, the Sugi Vakil, the ultimate long Shach Ataz here, but easier.
What?
The